Good afternoon, The Exotic Fit. Are you able to hold the line or is this an emergency?
Pardon?
Are you able to hold the line or is this an emergency?
Oh, yeah. No, hold on.
Thank you. It won't be a minute. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold.
Thank you for holding. This is Kiri speaking. How can I help you?
Hey there. I just have a quick question, actually.
Yes.
First of all, we need to get our macaws microchips and stuff. I brought up before and got a quote and everything, which was cool.
Yeah.
But I forgot. I just forgot. They need to be on full solid, right? Or fully feathered?
Fully weaned, definitely fully weaned, because we do need to put them under an anaesthetic to have their microchip implanted, and they will need to have a health check done prior to doing the anaesthetic. So whether or not that can be done on the same time as providing that he's passed the health check.
Yeah, cool. Okay, cool. That's all right. And then secondly, the we're just getting our birds DNA tested, but we don't have any like rings for their legs or anything.
Okay.
Do you guys do that?
No, we don't do leg rings or anything here. We do prefer microchipping as a form of permanent ID. We don't do any of the leg rings here.
Oh, right. And you won't really need the leg rings, I guess, because I haven't microchipped a bird before. The microchipping would give it name, wouldn't it?
A microchip is implanted into the pectoral muscle, so you don't actually physically see it or anything like that.
No.
Like, how many, is it just the one bird that you're looking at having done? Or
I've got three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it's knowing who's who, if there's a form of identifying, is good. But, microchipping, it's more like you scan them and they'll have their own individual microchip number themselves.
Yeah, that's
but,
what
yeah,
I was thinking, though. They're going
to
have
to see
own.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have their own, like, number sort of thing. But, like, when they scan it too, does it scan, like, their name or whatever? Number?
Yeah, so what we get you to do is fill out a form, which we then lodge on the database. We use the Australasian Animal Registry here. All those details that you put on, which would be the name and the species and things like that, is all lodged onto the database. So if they were to get out, escape, or you on sell them or whatever, those details are on there with that particular number.
Yeah, of course. I'm just thinking because I don't have to put a ring on them.
No, and like rings can be problematic. They can get them glossy and I have seen fractured legs and things like that with leg rings. Obviously, it's a form of ID for breeder purposes and things like that. Anything like a macaw, if it was to hence escape or be brought into, say, a vet practice or the RSPCA or anything, they would automatically scan for a microchip to make sure, obviously, that if they are, then all those details that you give us, as long as they stay up to date and you don't move or change numbers or anything like that, then they'll be able to contact you straight away and let you know that they've got your bird.
And if I was to sell my bird,
Do I have to give the person a piece of paper to fill out or something? So
you'd have to get onto the database, and you'll get a copy of the form that you fill out anyway, but you'd have to get on the database and just get a change of ownership form, and the new owner would have to pay, I think it was $15, $18 or something, to change the details over into their name. The number would still stay the same. It doesn't get changed within the bird or anything like that. It's just the details on the form that would get changed.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Everything I need. Do I need to book in? That's what I was going to say. My birds are almost fully weaned. But I was just going to say, should I book in?
Yeah, no, definitely we'll need to book in because we would need the time available for the vet to be able to do that procedure for you. If you book in for a health check with a microchip, are you looking at doing any blood testing or anything like that? You said that you're already doing DNA sexing, aren't you?
Yeah, I've already done that, yeah.
Yeah, so if we book in for the health check with the view of doing a microchip, we'll book out enough time for how many birds are you bringing in. And we would do that in the morning just because we want them to be their crops to be as empty as possible. So if we just withhold giving any fruit or veggies, they're on weaned on the pellets or whatever they're weaned onto, just withhold that for about an hour prior to coming in, just so their crops are nice and empty for preempting the anaesthetic to have the microchip implanted.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I can keep the food like in the cage overnight,
Where would you be coming from? How far do you have to come?
We live in Scarborough.
Okay, so you're very close. We'd get you to withhold definitely no fruit or veggies in the morning, and withhold probably for an hour and a half food prior to coming in, just so that they've got a very empty crop, and we'd try to book in an appointment, say, first thing at 9 o'clock, so less stress for them, and then they can... You can definitely bring food along with you to offer on recovery, so their favourite fruits or whatever. And the procedure itself is relatively quick. You're talking like 15 minutes from anaesthetising to doing the implant and then recovery. But we would let them go home once they're fully standing and alert.
Yeah, of course. And when that happens, do I just... I had a question and my bird's walking in my ear and I forgot it.
Do you leave it here or do you go? Is that what you're going
to
ask?
No, something else. But that's all right. I'll book it in though. That's right. Yeah, because we're planning to go down to Central Coast, Sydney area, and we're taking it with us. I was just going to say, once they've been microchipped, how long until they can come in the car with us home? To see family.
To travel? Yeah. So the anaesthetic itself, they breathe it in and then the anaesthetic's turned off and they breathe in oxygen and then they breathe off basically and they recover very quickly. So I wouldn't be going on long trips the day of or potentially the day after just to make sure that they're fully recovered. But then after that, it should be perfectly fine. Like we won't send them home until they're standing up alert and eating.
Yeah, cool. That's all right. Can I book it in now then?
Yeah, certainly. I've just got another call on hold. So if you don't mind, I'll just pop you back on hold, take that call, and then I'll come back and book them in, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our perfectly designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for x-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it.
All right, sorry about that. And let me just, so have we, did we make a file or anything for you when you phoned up previously?
No.
Or have you been to us here before with other patients?
No.
No? Okay, let me just do that then. Okay. And what was your first name?
First name is Timothy.
And your surname, Timothy?
So it's spelled a little bit different, but it's S for Sierra, T for Tango, U for Uniform, R for Romeo, G for Golf,
yep.
I for Indigo, S for Sierra, S for Sierra.
Yep. There we go. And your email address?
Email address is M for Mike, R for Romeo,
yep.
And my last name, Sturgiss.
Yep.
At gmail.com.
Excellent. And is this the best contact number for you, the one that you're calling on now?
Yeah. I also have a green check coin I just want to bring in for a health check.
Yeah, sure. No, we can definitely organise that as well. And what's your address there, Timothy?
It's 15.
Yep.
Nickel, M for Mike, I C H E L. Road in Scarborough. No, I think it's
excellent.
I think it's the food to the cognac.
Now, put all the patients in that we'll be seeing. Do they have names? Like the
they McCaw? Do. Yeah.
Yep. What's the first McCaw's name?
Well, we got Polly.
And Polly has been sexed as a female? Have, or are you still in waiting to get that back?
No, still in waiting.
Still in waiting? Okay. And how old is she?
10 weeks, age.
Or date of birth or hatch date?
Pardon?
Sorry, I said, or I can have a hatch date. I can pop that in.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but probably 11 weeks, please. 8th of September, sorry. 8th of September, I think.
September, did you say?
Yeah, 8th of September, correct. I'm old.
And are we a blue and gold, or?
Blue and gold.
And the name of the next one?
Next one will be Peanut. Don't know DNA just yet. It's awaiting results.
No. Same hatch date?
Yeah, same hatch date.
And same blue and gold. I'm assuming same hatch date. There we go. And the third one?
The third one is Milkshake.
Same hatch date?
Probably a week. Yeah, get off me. I just bit my finger, sorry. a week, probably around a week later.
Okay, I'll put the 15th of September. That doesn't really go.
The people we're born from said 8th of September, but it was so underfeathered. I was like,
Okay, a bit younger, yep, sure.
Yeah.
So blue and gold. Did they all come from the same breeder? Or?
They did, yeah.
Yep, okay, excellent. And the little green cheek that you've got?
Yeah, so the little green cheek guy is called Mario.
A male, do we know? Or?
Waiting.
And how old is Mario?
Mario was hatched. Right, how old's Mario? Sorry, my wife's a daughter.
Yeah, that's okay.
About 7 weeks old.
Okay.
Is that the 1st of October, hashtag, or 1st of September? 26th of September. 27th of September, sorry.
Okay, excellent. There we go. And are we a normal green cheek? Are we a mutation pineapple?
Mutation. Yeah, we're a mutation, so we're sun cheek.
That's the colour, Sunsheet?
Yeah, it's the colour, yeah, Sunsheet. It's the apple colour, the American dyeweed pineapple.
Wow, okay.
Or
are known as
plantains. Now I'm still learning them all.
That's right. There's a new one too. Like, they're not been around for long.
Yeah, certainly. Now, is there a specific day that you're looking at?
Not really. I was probably thinking maybe, maybe like the Friday sort of next week, or Monday or the week after. Like the 5th of December or the 8th.
All righty. Let me have a look here.
If possible, please.
Now, I could do the 5th of December. It would be at a 9:40 appointment, but that should still be fine. And I can. Were you wanting to do the green cheek at the same time checkup, or were you wanting to do that at a separate time?
No, I can do it at the same time for checkup. Yeah.
Okay.
Checkup, I don't need to worry about, like, not feeding or feeding or whatever, or do, or
like providing are you wanting a microchip done on the green cheek as well, or
not then?
No, that's fine. Health checks should be fine with that one there. We don't need to do any anaesthetics or anything for that one, but obviously
cool.
With the macaws now, they are fully weaned.
Well, not right in this second, but they virtually are. They're just
okay. Sure.
One every day.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, yeah, just make sure that they have no fruit or veggies in the morning. About an hour prior to coming in, just take away any pellets or whatever you've converted them onto. And then, I'll pop them down as a health check with potential of a microchip as well. If you get, obviously, the sexing results back through, who did you go through?
My wife did that. Rach, who did you go through for DNA sexing? She doesn't know 100%.
No, that's okay.
We are giving it the two people by the breeder.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Avians or something like that.
Oh, okay, yep. Animedics or something, yeah.
Yeah. Is it animedics?
Animedics,
yeah. She said, yeah.
Yep, excellent. All right, so I'll pop you in for 3 health checks with microchip and also the green cheek Konya for a health check as well.
Cool.
I will send you just a questionnaire. Just fill that out, just the one questionnaire for all of them. Just give us a better idea of just some overview of themselves. Email that back to us prior to your appointment. But I've got you booked in for next Friday the 5th at 9:40.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. Yeah, and once I get the DNA texting, you want me to give that to you guys?
Yeah, because we'll pop it on their microchip form so that they've got, because they require a sex, even though we're still in process of getting one, they do require a sex on there. So if we've got it back before then, that's great. If you don't, then you might just have to log on once you they're all registered to update the microchip details. Not that they're going to know male or female if someone else catches them or anything like that, but just for their form,
exactly.
they require it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. We're good.
Excellent. Okay, not a problem. We look forward
to it. And that was at 9:40, yeah?
9:40 on next Friday.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. See you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.